I'm Steve Barnes. I am a senior writer, restaurant columnist, and theater critic for the Times Union.
Can you give us a quick assessment of the state of the restaurant economy around here?
Sure. Well, the restaurant shutdown, as ordered by Governor Cuomo, took effect at 8 p.m. last March 16th. It was a Monday. And as of 8 p.m. on March 16th, dining rooms and bars were closed. Restaurants could only do takeout. Now, the state responded really quickly. Normally, things change at an eternally slow pace in the state, but the state liquor authority, working with the governor's office, very quickly also allowed takeout for alcohol. Alcohol, previously, the only thing you could take out of a restaurant was you could buy a six-pack of beer, or you could take home a bottle of wine that you hadn't finished as long as it was corked and put in a sealed bag. Well, they changed the law to allow you to do anything a restaurant sold. So, you know, cocktails, beer, bottles of wine, any of that could be sold with along with takeout. And so that helped them for mid-March. Outdoor dining again started at the beginning of June. Indoor dining, at least upstate, at a 50% capacity started in mid-June. So restaurants have slowly been coming back, but then things ebbed and flowed. And as the second wave of the pandemic started up, other places went back to doing delivery only. And so there's been surges and waves and creativity and great adaptability on the part. And so far, what they can see nationwide is they estimate more than 100,000 restaurants have closed. It's unclear how many of those are permanent. But of the approximately 600,000 restaurants at the beginning of 2020, now there's 5. And while the restaurant industry was at $863 billion in 2019, and was projected to jump up to $900 billion for 2020, that actual figure for last year now looks like they've not fully reconciled the numbers, but down to $650 billion. So $250 billion, $250 billion, gone out of the economy as a result of lost business to restaurants. And locally, we have seen many, many closures. But what I found really remarkable, because I've been keeping a tally for more than a decade of openings and closings. I don't usually track chains unless it's like the first arrival of a chain. The Duck Donuts chain, for instance, brought its first franchise here last year. And so I noted that. But if a Starbucks or a Dunkin' opens and closes, I don't track that. But so primarily among independent restaurants, historically, say a normal year like 2019, there might be 100 openings and 70 closings. Last year, there were about 55 closures that were permanent, that I could confirm. Some may still be hibernating. The fallout of that we may not see, but there were only 55 confirmed closings, but there were still 70 openings, which was remarkable to me, including things like Albany got its first Nigerian restaurant, got its first sub-Saharan African restaurant, where there's a Nigerian restaurant on Lark Street. Previously, you couldn't find any food from sub-Saharan Africa anywhere in the capital region on a regular basis, except one restaurant that about 5 years ago started doing one Ethiopian dish. But here we have a dedicated Nigerian restaurant on Lark Street. And so there still is this desire. And with the pandemic-related closures, there was a bunch of real estate. And if somebody was walking in and had some money, a landlord sure as heck was going to sign them up. And it doesn't, if you want to start making cars, you have to be as rich as Elon Musk. I mean, that's a capital intensive process, but it's relatively easy and inexpensive to open a restaurant, particularly if you've got an existing location. You just need to, you know, get the necessary permits and bring in food and takeout containers and open the door. And so that's what that ease of entry or comparative ease of entry is what, and the dream to own a restaurant is what causes people to still do it.
I'm trying to make sense of those numbers. Does that mean that things are going relatively well for restaurants in spite of the
pandemic? Well, I mean, restaurants, no, they've hung on. You know, I've heard many, many restaurant owners have said, well, I used my retirement savings to keep us open for the past year. You know, they're a lot, at the beginning, a lot of their employees didn't want to come back to work in June because they were still getting the extra $600 on top of their regular unemployment. They didn't feel safe and they were getting a lot of money. So owners have absolutely suffered. I mean, their business was off, you know, 50%. I had, and it still hasn't rebounded. I had somebody tell me recently, just earlier this month, that they did more business in 3 days of Valentine's weekend than they had in all of January. And so people are suffering. Restaurants are suffering. Places that used to have two bartenders every night and three on a Friday and Saturday will now have one, maybe two for a few hours on Friday. They've seriously cut back on staff. A lot of them have limited their menus so they don't have to have as much inventory on hand. No, they're suffering like crazy. They desperately need aid. They just don't know how long they held on for the, you know, PPP and other assistance programs. And they're really hoping that there will be a restaurants dedicated aid within the next federal bailout package that's coming. They're taking advantage of any sort of grants they can find. I mean, they're really scrambling and they're hurting. And, you know, some of them, I had one person tell me they figured retirement, which was coming in 5 years, is now likely to be 10 years so they can put back the money they've spent to keep their place open.
And do you find that there's a kind of restaurant that's doing better under the circumstances, like the drive-through or the takeout place, a place that's already set up for that as opposed to having to adapt?
Yes. Well, yes, because so many people switch to takeout. And but just about everybody had to learn to adapt. If you, you know, so they, some of them changed their menus. For example, there's a restaurant in Troy that was, you know, considered the hippest and in many eyes, the best restaurant in Troy called Peck's Arcade. But it was a funky, cool place with lots of small plates, heavy interaction, a chef counter where they just handed you the food over to you and you get multiple courses and wine pairings with it. And then the pandemic came and it was completely not, that style of food dining experience was not at all adaptable to takeout. And so as much as, and that was a chef-driven restaurant, and as much as they loved that restaurant, they killed it off. They replaced it with Italian because that, you know, pizza or pasta, chicken parms, all of that stuff is much easier to make in bulk, much easier to package. It travels better. And when people are looking for, in times of stress, people do look for comfort food as opposed to really adventurous stuff most of the time. And they've done well with that, especially since the Lucas Confectionery and Little Peck's and others that are affiliated with that as part of Clark House Hospitality in Troy have shut down and now are only doing takeout again. So they're not even doing dining in. So for them, they, you know, they've been able to adapt. And even the owner was even riding around on his Vespa in better weather, you know, doing deliveries himself. And so everybody has adapted to a degree. And those that felt they weren't just closed. Like Cornell's in Schenectady, although I just got finished saying Italian travels well, Cornell's in Schenectady decided they didn't want to try to adapt. And they simply closed. You know, it was one of the first permanent closures last year at the beginning of the pandemic. They said, we're not going to try. It's not worth it when we don't want to hang on because we don't know how long this is going to last. So there have been some victims, but there's also been, you know, all sorts of success stories. Places that had never done takeout before were doing, you know, like Jack's Oyster House is 114 years old in Albany. And that was always a fancy fine dining place that maybe occasionally did takeout, but it was considered a hassle. And since early December, they've been doing three course meals that you order during the week for pickup between 5 and 7 p.m. on Friday to Sunday nights. And that's been their business for the past 3 months.
Anything you want to add? We've had a long discussion here, but it sounds like there's always more.
Oh, no, I'm good. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me.
Well, thanks so much, Steve. I'll be looking for you in the newspaper.
All right. Very good.